Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Trash bag wrestler strikes again, and the Empire got caught stealing boxes. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins. Again, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, the award-winning part of Wrestling with Pop Culture is the Creative Loafing Best of Atlanta 2012 Reader's Choice Award for Best Local Blog, and it looks like tonight at midnight is the time that you can start voting for the next week for this year. So please go to clatl.com/bestofatl starting at midnight tonight through midnight next Monday, I believe. And you can actually vote for Georgia Wrestling Now. I think they have a best radio show, and I'm sure we would be very likely to win that over, you know, the commercial stations and everything. But you can vote for best local.
Whoever's doing 97 Rocks or whatever, we're going to take them out.
Pearl Jam. If I remember from last year, there's best local blog, best writer or journalist or something, best sports team, which I think you could probably put in a wrestling promotion for that, maybe.
I'm gonna vote for the Washington Bullets.
So I think pretty much any category that would fit with what we talk about on this show is this week's whatever category of entries or whatever. So anyway, Trash Bag Wrestling did what this time? I missed this.
This time they got Jeter. Which is ridiculous in its own right because, A, we all know Jeter has gear. It just happened to be like a pre-show promo shot that he took, that he's just wearing his jeans and his big F and deal shirt, and they put that up. It just so happens that a certain manager, who's probably one of the best to ever do it, is also not dressed, and he's in the back wearing a Punisher shirt, which is a theme on that particular site. So, yeah, they strike again. And if you go through that folder, that same, you know, photo book where he took those pictures from, Jeter's like two pictures later wearing his gear. So, but that site still tickles me, and I always like it when local boys show up just because it's funny and I get to pick with them. Some would say that I might be in that picture too. Some would say that. Full disclosure.
All right, well, I'll make a point to look that up. What else happened this weekend? You mentioned
nothing.
Something about
absolutely nothing like that.
I've heard some things. Yeah,
there was a bit of a shakeup, it would seem. The Empire of St. Mark's, Casey Kincaid, and Jagged Edge were stripped of their titles, and Future endeavored briefly on Facebook. Literally, they were Future endeavored. So
yeah, I did see that. I haven't heard any details. We got Larry Goodman joining us now from GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
That's a shock.
Well, I mean, I don't have any details either, but I know that Matt Hankins has his ear to the ground at UIW and may know more about, like, why would UIW release, so to speak, of course, not like they have any real contracts or anything, but why would they release their champions?
You know, maybe some business deals didn't go the way they were supposed to. Maybe some things were said. Maybe somebody didn't like the things that were said, and they made a decision.
And then Stan Robinson, of course, the book review IW, posted a public apology for letting those guys go.
He did do that. I don't look for any reconciliation, but, you know, it's wrestling.
That was my next question. Did you think that apology would bring those guys back into the fold?
No, I think it might have smoothed over the relationships as they stand from a hard feeling standpoint, but I'm pretty confident in saying that the Empire tenure at UIW is done.
Hmm.
I hear they're looking for bookings. Those boys like to work.
Well, I don't think they're going to have to look far.
I don't know, Larry. I don't know.
I mean,
literally,
not very far down the road, I have a feeling they wouldn't have to look.
They come out to hard times for a reason. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's tough to find employment. It's a bad economy all over, Larry. It's a lot of guys. It's a lot of guys. The Jagged Edge is pretty important. He commands a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
busy weekend.
Definitely. I found that quite shocking. I mean, I certainly didn't see by any means that coming for a company to release their top, I mean, I think arguably their top group of in-ring workers, and they're all gone. So.
Yeah, and one fell swoop. I'm just glad there wasn't a car crash involved. From now on, they have to travel separately. This may be a bad omen. They can't all be in one place at the same time. Well, I hear you boys saw some wrestling, Larry.
Yeah, man, yeah. Jonathan and I were both at the NWA Atlanta show Saturday night in Stockbridge, at the Stockbridge Middle School.
Yeah,
interesting evening.
It was not, you know, one of those eviscerating Larry Goodman reviews, so you must have saw a few things that you liked.
Well, I did. Yeah, you know, as I said, it was a very professional show. Certainly not one of the best wrestling shows I've ever seen. Certainly not one of the worst. I did enjoy getting to see the Barbarian one more time. And I thought I'm sorry, go ahead, Jonathan.
I was just going to say I agree with pretty much everything I read in your report. That was overall, I thought it was a good match. I thought Cahagas and Payne was probably the best match of the night, but the ending just, I didn't know what was happening, and it didn't seem like anybody else did either.
No,
but
I would agree with you. That was one stiff match. I didn't ask this, but I assumed that it was just a mistake that it was announced as a draw. I mean, there's no possible way it could have been a draw, and that it was meant to have been called a no contest or a double disqualification, but it never was corrected, so.
You know, Payne is one of those guys that kind of stirs up a bit of controversy when people talk about him. You know, I hear people that really don't like him. Some people really do. What do you think about him, Larry?
I think he's worlds beyond where he was when he was in Rampage before, when, of course, he didn't have all that, shall we say, girth.
Mm-hmm.
like he has now. And now he really is a freaky-looking guy. And before, he was, like, too not big enough to really be, like, a monster. But good Lord, you look at that guy now. I mean, when Cahagas clotheslined him over the top rope, oh, my God, that is one hell of a big man to go over that top rope. And that was they were stiff. They were letting each other have it.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I've never seen him mail one in, you know, and that goes a long way with me. Even though no matter who he's been in there with, he seems to have reached down and gave it what he had. So I've never had a bad thing to say about him either. But, you know, different people have different opinions. I think, you know, people just see the promo picture sometimes and just think, you know, he's one of those guys. But for his size, he really gets in there and gets around.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He moves surprisingly well for all that weight he's carrying. No, I have nothing bad to say about him based on that match Saturday night at all.
And he and Steele have worked well together, so the Cahagas thing doesn't surprise me, especially with him being as, you know, stiff as he is. It's like it was a good time.
Yeah, so When was UIW Friday?
No. They were fired on their day off.
Oh, okay. I thought it happened at a show.
Nah.
Okay. So I didn't miss UIW, but I did miss Anarchy, of course, because I was at NWA Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You said you went to that, Matt?
I made my triumphant return to the Church of Southern Wrestling. I hadn't been there in a long time, and I was really pleased. You know, Anarchy's always been good. Nobody can say, you know, that seems to be the consensus. But there were times at those shows where I just felt like the undercard just could never live up to what was going on in the main. And I think that new direction they've kind of taken, where they've split up some of those factions and, you know, the Elite storyline, while the Elite are still a group and they're still, you know, heavily featured in the shows, they're not this dominant faction. And they, you know, kind of get in there and mix it up with some of these other groups. I found it to be a much more overall solid show than I had been used to seeing there. I was upset that Bobby Moore and Billy Buck didn't take place like it was supposed to, but you know, I'm not sure what happened, but I definitely wanted to see that match. But everything else, top to bottom, was fairly solid. You know, they've got a good crew up there, and it wasn't like they were really trotting out all the stars either, which you did have. Michael Judas was in the building, Jagged Edge and Jeter, and you know a lot of the well known guys there. But everything went well.
Man, what was your impression of Cody Hall?
Cody has got all the potential in the world. He needs some seasoning, like anybody at his stage in wrestling probably does. But you know, he's you can't beat the look, that's for sure. And I think once he figures out what the character he's doing is, you know, kind of what he wants to be, I think he's going to do all right.
Who did he wrestle on Saturday?
He wrestled Adrian Hawkins, who I believe, Larry, you may know a little more about this than I do. That was his final match in Anarchy for a while.
Yes, and I don't know any background on that, but that's my understanding too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. I think he kind of came out and cut a promo saying that was his last thing. You know, he was moving on to he may be even moving out of the state or you know something to that effect. But had a nice little match. Nothing spectacular. Might have went a little longer than I would have liked to have seen it go. But the kid's razor's edge is on point. That's for sure. And, you know, getting to see Scott Hall just around the place was good, too, because Scott looks really good. Yeah, it was just a positive night up there. The main event was well done. They triple threat between Jeter, Jeremy Vane, and Sean Tempest for the title. They worked a really nice match. Jeter took this massive shot off the ring post. And you can imagine when he gets up ahead of steam, it's pushed into the ring post, you got trouble. If the ring had anything loose, I'm pretty sure he put it all back together because it was bad.
Well, and I see they've got Jeter versus Sean Tempers for July 27. That ought to be interesting.
Yep. That, and then you've got the main event, I assume it'll be the main event, but for the tag titles of the Jagged Edge and Seven, with Slim J out of commission for the time being, Azrael beat Jagged Edge in a captain's match. He gets to pick his partner for this match, and he picked Michael Judas. So,
not a bad choice.
That was my wife's first time laying eyes on Michael Judas, and I'm here to tell you, she was literally terrified. Just absolutely scared to death of this man. You know, he makes his always leaves the ring and goes out the front door. Well, the intermission was immediately after that, so she wanted to go smoke, but she hesitated just to make sure that he had cleared the parking lot. I can tell you right now, he did not miss a step in the gym while he was out of commission.
No.
Much a man. Good showings all around. It was a really nice show. And they did a lot with what they had. And the next show, while it's not being billed as, you know, one of their quarterly big shows, is a pretty big show.
Yeah, because you're going to get Moore and Buck on that show, too. So that's several big matches.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I'll go watch Shadow Jackson do anything, anywhere.
Yeah, hilarious.
Those girlish screams anytime he takes a beat are just perfect. Somebody went for a splash on him in the corner, and he just... Good stuff. It was a good time.
Well, speaking of anarchy, our first guest tonight should be calling in any moment. He is a former Anarchy Tag Champion and Young Lions Champion, and probably has held some other titles there that I'm overlooking, but he's making his return this Friday at APW's Freedom Fight, and that is Lethal Dose Strychnine. And he's taking on Jacob Ashworth for, I believe it's career versus control of the company. So we should be hearing from him in just a minute. And later in the show, we've got The Movement, and that is the North Georgia version, Chip Hazard and Talon Williams.
I'm sure they'd tell you they were the original version.
Well, I guess we could ask. It doesn't really matter to me, but... yeah, so just waiting on Strychnine at this moment. But,
and that's a heck of a way to return, because it will be inside a steel cage as well.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I wouldn't expect anything less from Strychnine to come back from a real life tough injury and not take any time to, you know, sort of ease his way back into it. Just see the best way to hurt somebody else.
And then, well, the Gathering of the Juggalos is coming up soon, too, so I got to imagine he's going to that as usual.
That's how you get in shape for that bit. Perfect. Perfect.
Well, rather than have dead air, is there anything else we're overlooking? We could talk
at any point in time. I was just preparing for Strick. I know there was a show. I think there was a show in Blue Ridge yesterday. I know
there was. It was actually in Jasper.
Jasper, yeah, that's right. I know the.
Yeah, where and Kyle Matthews did defeat Cyrus in the main.
Okay.
I want to make it to Deep South, but I couldn't make it Sunday. But I did catch that. That was the result of the main event. Yes.
I had the same problem. It was on me to do, but it was a long Saturday. Very long Saturday. For one reason.
Well, we've got a caller. I don't recognize it as Strychnine's number, but maybe he's using a different phone. So let's see if this is him. Hello.
Is this thing on?
Ah.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys just run on at the mouth about different things, and what you should be talking about is being at Anarchy Wrestling on the 27th, when Seven and the Jagged Edge were, especially when the Jagged Edge finally get his hands on Michael Judas. It's been a long time coming. He took 6 months off running from me. We finally get him cornered off, and we got him in the ring. This Saturday, go out and watch Supernatural lose the PCW heavyweight title in Porterdale, Georgia. Now, Matthew Hankins, you're talking about your wife being afraid of Michael Judas. That's not what it was. She saw all of the Jagged Edge in the ring, and she couldn't move because she was froze, because she was looking, saying, now that's a man. Sitting next to you, looking at me, she was just frozen stiff because she figured, that's a man. I missed out. Now, we know what the deal is. And I understand that Mr. Goodman didn't grace us with his presence, and that's only because he didn't want to wear the purple T-shirt that stands up and say, I am your champion. That's what that was. I understand. There's no reason to be ashamed, Mr. Goodman. There's no reason whatsoever to be ashamed. We all know that I am your champion. Now, if you guys got any questions for me while you're waiting on your guests to call, because, see, this should be the Jagged Edge show. It should be pro wrestling now with the Jagged Edge. Or I should start it off by saying, I am the Jagged Edge, and that's the rest of the guys. But I'm listening.
Well, Jagged Edge, what can you tell us about your status with UIW?
Yeah, Jagged.
Well, I can't tell you anything about my status with UIW.
Now,
you're sticking your nose in business that don't belong to you. There's none of your business what's going on between the Jagged Edge and UIW.
You didn't seem in any hurry to get in the ring with Michael Judas Saturday night, from what I observed. If I recall.
Now, Saturday night, when it came down to getting in the ring with Michael Judas, the champ, the temptation, Sean Tempest told me, not now, champ, not now.
Oh.
Not now, champ. These folks don't deserve to see it. Don't destroy them right now.
Did he also rub the chest from them Azrael chops?
Azrael chops, those mosquito bites? This is like little mosquitoes that was up on me.
Oh, really?
I'm a man.
Apparently you,
those are
you
little mosquito bites. Just like a little mosquito. You know how you brush a mosquito off? Now, Larry Jimmy, now you know I'm never disrespectful to you, even though you disrespected my Sullivan Tigers. Now, on the advice of my lawyers, I was advised not to either confirm or deny those allegations about the empire. But now just stay tuned, because we will have information on where the empire will be next, starting probably, you know what, I'll break that news for you next Monday. How about that?
That'd be great.
How about that? We'll break that news for you next Monday. But on the advice of my advisors, I've been told not to confirm nor deny those allegations, those evil rumors that were put out about the empire. Anything else?
I don't know.
Why
you
are those still so sorry?
I just want to, you see, Jonathan Williams, I was just trying to help you out. I was listening to you guys babble on about nothing and not hitting the correct points. You need to talk about the greatness of the Jagged Edge and Seven, the Deadly Sin Seven. I need you to talk about the great show that's going to take place in Port Adair, Georgia. But nevertheless, don't forget, July 27th, Anarchy Arena is going down. You're going to see Sean Tempers take down the Mountain Man, Jeter. You're going to see Seven and the Jagged Edge take on Michael Judas and Azrael for the Anarchy Tag Team titles. There's going to be so many different things you're going to get to come and see. Anthony Henry is going to destroy Seth Delay with Miss Rachel. So just hit the right things and don't just babble on about stuff that's neither here nor there in the wrestling world in Georgia. It's all about the Jagged Edge, everything the Jagged Edge and Seven, the Elite, Jeff G. Bailey. It's all about us. I told you this could be the Elite
match
show.
Did the Elite win a match on Saturday?
That was all in our overall strategy. See, Jeff G. Bailey, he's the brains of the operation. He knows what he's doing. You give himself a false sense of self-confidence. So the next time they step in the ring, they're not even thinking. We hadn't even showed them what we got. We just gave them a little taste. We played a preseason game when they were playing a playoff game. You know how that ends up.
All right, Jagged. Well, let us know next Monday where the Empire will be next.
We might be at your house. We might be coming in through your back door with some masks on. Beware.
Problem.
Beware.
Because right now, you're at the unemployment office, I assume, right?
Yeah, well, then, who? Who?
unemployment office. Yeah.
That was funny. That was really funny. But yeah. Truth be told. Truth be told.
I didn't know y'all had signed contracts. That's kind of a big deal in the indie world for guys
again, like I told you, Matthew Jerome Hankins, don't stick your nose in business that don't belong to you. See, you're trying to pull something out the Jagged Edge that you're not going to get.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to pull something out the Jagged Edge that you're not going to get. Contrary to popular belief, I'm a really nice guy. Anything,
exactly.
Mr. Goodman?
Just
you seem
Matt
to be the only
talk.
Person on this panel to ask intelligent questions, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to engage the Jagged Edge so he can give you an intelligent answer.
Well, I'm headed to your hometown and my hometown of Chicago this coming weekend. You got any recommendations for me while I'm there?
Well, actually, we should have gotten together and went this past weekend. I had business to take care of, but it was the Taste of Chicago. They did it a little late, but the Taste took place this weekend.
You ought to push that off a week, Larry, and go see Resistance next.
I wish I could.
Are you going home for business, or are you going home for personal reasons?
This is family, yeah, for family.
Okay, you got to catch a Cubby game while you're there?
I don't think this is All-Star weekend, isn't it?
Oh yes,
yeah.
It is because the home run derby is tonight.
So no, the Cubs will all be at home.
Hey!
To their houses and talk to them because they will.
What's the name of the state of Alabama's pro baseball team? What's the name of it?
The Crimson Tide.
Last we time got, I checked, they didn't have one. We got two.
Hey, we won a World Series since the Cubs did.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, we, you know what that, fellas? I'm out of here.
Well, that kept it interesting. I'm not sure where Strychnine is tonight. I just sent him a text message to see if we could find that out. But at least we had the jagged edge. Can always depend on him, I guess.
Yes, to grace us with his presence.
At the very least. The very least.
We do have another caller. Let's see. Maybe this is Strychnine. You're on the air with Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
This is Jeter.
Oh.
Jesus. The parade keeps rolling.
What's going on, fellas?
How's it going, big man?
A little pissed about Saturday, but what can you do?
Well, you know, I think you should have went with that dive. I believe you'd had him. You looked like you wanted to fly. It looked like it was in you to do it, but you just told you said not to.
I mean, well, you know what I told you last time. I'm starting to find my aerial legs. Bad thing for my competitors.
So, yeah, you've been a little busy. I see.
Yeah. A little busy getting around, I guess.
Say so. You still thick in the hunt for the Anarchy title, but looks like you've got a little some business you're going to have to tend to, because this Michael Judas thing does not look like it's going away anytime soon between the two of you.
Oh, no. Like I told him once before, we have unfinished business, and the business will be settled once I have completely put him down and staked my claim in Anarchy completely.
And you two have not gone at it one-on-one. Is that correct? Like, you have not had a one-on-one match with each other?
Not ever.
Like somebody's dodging somebody. I'm not going to accuse anybody.
I mean, well, whether or not someone's dodging someone, whether you see it that way or whether it's seen other ways, eventually you're going to have to lock those two bulls in the ring when it's all said and done. The only thing it be says, hold on till you see, because you will be in for a ride.
Yes, that is going to be a spectacle when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bulls you're going to get in the ring with, you are scheduled be in with Bull Buchanan once again. You know, last time that didn't work out. Do you know if that's been confirmed yet or not?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely been confirmed. I will see Bull Saturday at UIW, and then we'll be bringing home the UIW heavyweight title.
Will you be wrestling anywhere else this weekend, Jeter?
We have a PWR Heat Wave, myself, Brian Blaze, defending our tag team titles against the Rock and Roll Models.
All right, and that was actually postponed because of the venue change. So that is this Sunday at 3 p.m., is that right?
That is correct.
At the, I forget the name of the place. Larry, what is it?
I think it's the Guard Armory.
Oh, it's the Guard Armory. The Army, the Gainesville National Guard Armory.
National Guard Armory.
That's right. Where they had the Speed Memorial. It's a nice place for wrestling. So.
Yeah.
And the last I heard, I talked to Jen Holbrook earlier today. She said the current plan is they're going to run the third Sunday of every month at that venue moving forward. So Heat Wave is this Sunday. We talked to Brian Blaze just a couple weeks ago. I guess
yeah.
The card hasn't really changed, right, Jeter?
From what I've seen, no. It's going to be the same card that was presented online for the original show.
And they've got a ring that will support you. You're in. You're in, Jeter. You're in. Do you have any plans to try that splash again? Because... you know, Johnny Danger would be an apt person to take it, I'm sure. If you get the chance, you got to go for it, right?
If I get the chance, I'll definitely go for it.
Has anybody been looking for you for what you did to Eli Daniels?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm I'm pretty sure. I don't think anybody would want to look for me after seeing that beat.
The Villa Rica City Police do not want to talk to you about anything. About a public mauling.
Not at all.
Well, I did mention at the beginning of the show that you were the latest victim of trash bag wrestling. Did you see that?
Yeah, I actually thought it was kind of funny.
I did too.
Well, good for them that you're laughing about it.
Best. I'd hate to know that he wasn't.
It's funny, though, because it actually was a promo pic that was taken for a UIW poster. And if you look at the picture, you see me in the big effing deal shirt, a pair of jeans, and this big-ass gold watch. And I was like, who you know works on a gold watch?
And shortly, that's the thing, you know, right after that, a couple pictures down from that in the actual post that Harold put up, you're in your full gear.
Yeah.
But the guy who runs that page claims he does no research, and that's evident because luckily I've seen worse on that site, so you're all right.
Yeah, I've seen worse. I think the thing that was really funny to me is as I was scrolling down reading the comments, listening to all the workers and fans posting comments about ready to get into a fist fight with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hilarious part to me.
It is, because you get that string of people who don't know you. You know, they follow that guy like anybody else does, and they see it, and they start going to town on you. Then workers get in and like, look, this guy has gear, and more importantly, if he didn't have gear, none of y'all would say this if he was around.
Yeah, that was hilarious to me.
Well, you're in good company. Murder One's been on there too, so you're fine.
They took Murder One down, though, once they realized
they
who
did.
They had.
They did. Maybe you need to get a campaign together to threaten people.
I don't even see the point.
Any press is good press. We'll take it.
Most definitely.
Well, Jeter, did you have anything in particular you wanted to talk about tonight? Because we've got our other scheduled guests are coming up.
You know what? Not in particular. I just called in to have a good time, a little conversation.
All right. Well, you want to stay on while we talk to the movement?
Not a problem at all.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
I enjoy the show. That's all.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'm glad you're on our side.
Hell yeah.
A lot better than the alternative.
Yeah. All right. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break. Jeter, you're welcome to stay on if you'd like, but when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chip Hazard and Talon Williams of The Movement.
All right.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the show, to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? where you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. I believe we lost Larry Goodman, but I think Jeter's still with us. And we now have our second scheduled guest, The Movement, Chip Hazard and Talon Williams. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hello?
Can anybody hear us?
Cool. Well, thanks for calling
in. We got you, boys. We got you.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys, you wrestle mostly up in North Georgia, and you got a couple of matches this Friday and Saturday, if I remember correctly, at Deep Southern Championship Wrestling and SCW?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I'm not really familiar with that promotion. Is that in Ringgold?
Yeah, it's right off of the Cloud Springs Road exit, if you're coming up 75. They've actually been in business for quite a while and just recently moved to the location they're in. They used to run in a little town called Trenton, Georgia.
Okay.
Well, and you guys I happen to know what you've got going on at DSCW. And after what you pulled off the last go-around, boys, you better go in there with Teflon on.
People are not happy with you. I don't care if people are happy with us or not. That's just the thing. And especially in this business, you got to do what you got to do to win. It doesn't matter who likes it, who doesn't like it. At the end of the day, you got to be the one who has your hand raised. So I don't really pay attention to what people say, whether it be at the show or on the internet or blog talk radio or whatever. So, you know. But that's just my mentality.
You singled out the good old boys, and in particular, Shaggy. There really hadn't been history between the two teams, really, had it?
Yeah, I mean, they kept sticking their nose in our business. You know, we were going around defending our titles, beating people, you know, beating them up, winning. That's just what we do. And the good old boys, they just wanted to keep sticking their nose in our business and keep sticking their nose in our business, and, you know, we just got tired of it and had to take matters into our own hands.
You did that. I mean, you absolutely decimated the man. I would have to believe that there's no way in the world that you're going to get 100% good old boys this go-round, because it hadn't been that long since you left them laying.
Do you want us to shed a tear over it? Do you want us to cry about it?
I know how sensitive you are.
Let's be honest, man. These guys have had five different opportunities to win the AIWF New South Tag Team titles, and on five different occasions they have lost. So I don't know what's going through their head. I don't know if they – you know, the true definition of crazy is repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. So by that very definition, them two country boys are crazy. So I'll just leave it at that.
Now you do. You are the current AIWF New South title holders. And the AIWF is one of those things that has come under fire here and there. You know, the reputation has not been the best overall. You know, they've tried to make strides to change that. What do you guys really think about how that's all come together?
Well, I mean, I think over the course of the last 6 or 7 months, the changes that the AIWF has put into place are tenfold better than what they were previously. basically what the AIWF is, if for the people that don't know, is it's a governing body of independent wrestling organizations, kind of like the NWA was back when it was prominent. And for the previous years that the AIWF is around, they were kind of, you know, anybody who wanted to be part of the AIWF, they allowed them membership. And over the last 6 or 7 months, they've scaled back and put more of a guideline, not as strict as the NWA was, but, you know, the wrestlers have to have gear, the venues have to be, you know, actual venues, not just a ring set up somewhere in some crap hole in the wall. So I think the strides that they are making are tenfold better for the long run.
Right, because there was a lot of people in it that you just would see those shows. It was making the name bad. And, you know, DSCW for a time was kind of the crown jewel of that organization. How did you guys get into DSCW?
We've been with DSCW since day one. I won't say that DSCW is around because of us or anything like that, but we've kind of helped build that company from the ground up. When Big Wood the Lumberjack gave me a call and said, I'm going to start running a show, and this was 3 years ago, he said, I'm going to start running a show. Are you on board? And I jumped at the opportunity because Big Wood is a legend in this area. He's done it and seen it. And for the opportunity to have a man like that mentor you, you know, it's just, you can't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, North Georgia, how do you feel about North Georgia, Southern Tennessee, as far as how everyone else perceives it? Do you guys feel a little slighted because you're not as well known as maybe you could be if you were primarily in the Atlanta, Central Georgia area?
Well, I think that because they know that we hail from Chattanooga, Tennessee, they automatically want to deduct a couple of hundred IQ points. But, I mean, be realistic. I mean, yes, they're not all, not most, but there are some, you know, promotions who don't treat wrestling like a business. And they don't, I don't believe, and I'm not going to call out names or call out promotions or anything like that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't put nobody on blast. But I think that for the most part, when you talk about wrestling, especially in this area, a lot of people are like, you know, it's just a bunch of guys going out there wearing, you know, shorts and a T-shirt that they bought from Walmart, and they're just in a ring doing flips, you know. And me and Chip are trying to make that a thing of the past. We want people to come out and witness the art form of professional wrestling. That's what the movement has been about since day one, is bringing the art form of wrestling. It's basically a movement to bring the art form of professional wrestling back to the forefront where it belongs. No, you know, cheap BS gimmicks or anything like that, just pure wrestling. And I think people appreciate pure wrestling more than they would appreciate a stunt show.
Right. And I'll say that for North Georgia, from the times I've been up there, they certainly get into just wrestling a lot more than
exactly
a lot of people do down here. You know, the crowd is kind of willing you on. They want to see a good match. That is key point number one. They want a good story to be told. You know, all wrestling fans do. But you can tell all the story you want to those folks, and if the match just ain't cutting it, they're not with it.
Oh, you're right. Man, you got to do it. You know,
you'll have to excuse us. Talon and I, we tend to talk over each other quite a bit.
You tag team a lot.
That's,
I mean, y'all have a lot of double teams. That's what happens. But, Chip, you tell me, like, man, you guys are a tag team. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're not just two guys who come together and kind of ride around together. You are a tag team. Was that always your goal, or did that just kind of happen as you were coming up?
Well, I won't say it's always been the goal, But for the last several years, that's what it has been. See, a little-known fact about Talon and I, we actually trained together. We started in the business together. Our first matches were just a mere couple of months apart from each other. We traveled the roads up and down the roads. We fought each other. We beat the hell out of each other. And it just became a point where, you know, why beat the hell out of each other anymore? We've done that for years. You know, so I've always personally enjoyed tag wrestling over singles wrestling. There's just more of an art form to it, in my opinion, than singles wrestling. So, I don't know, I want to say it was probably about 2.5-3 years ago, Talon and I sat down and we talked and we were like, let's reform this tag team that we had when we first started. You know, let's reform the movement. Let's bring back the art form of professional wrestling, because over the course of the 11 years that we've been wrestling, we've noticed that the art form has completely just died. People forgot about it, and we wanted to bring it back to the forefront of professional wrestling.
And, you know, you've kind of started to spread your wings a little bit. I know you guys have worked some Carolina shows and done a little bit of that, but you recently started turning up in PCW. How has that been for you?
Man, PCW has been a blast.
It's been a blast if you can forget about the 130-degree locker room. No, like, no joke. I mean, it's hotter than my Lord Satan would even say, God, I got to get out of here, you know.
It's hot up there.
Very hot. But what's even hotter to me is the atmosphere around it. I mean, when we came there basically as the two guys that nobody knew, nobody would even, you know, give a second look to, and we got in there and we showed everybody, hey, this is what we're about, this is what we do, you know, accept it or don't accept it, this is what we're going to do, we're going to be around for a while. And I think we opened a lot of people's eyes as to what we can do inside that ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people look at us and they're like, oh, those are two out-of-shape white guys. I think we've been called that before. And if you go back and you look at wrestlers of the heyday, like your Dusty Rhodes, your Dick Murdoch, your Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, they weren't, you know, these chiseled Greek gods. They were wrestlers. And that's what we are, you know. So people, they look at us and they're like, oh, well, they're not much to look at. But then they watch the matches that we have and they're like, well, damn, those boys are good.
Right.
And, you know, that's not me tooting my own horn. That's, you know, that's relative knowledge. I've read that from several different prominent websites that have said the movement, Chip Hazard and Talon Williams, they're not much to look at. But their tag team skills sure are efficient.
You just missed Larry Goodman. He was just on before y'all got here. And
oh.
We could have had him address that himself. Because I know for a fact he said that very thing.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So if you did have anything to say to Larry Goodman, what would you tell him? Because I know he's listening.
Thank you. I would tell him thank you.
Yes,
that comment just it fuels me. Stuff like that fuels me to go out and produce quality matches that the fans are going to enjoy. And I do think the fans enjoy the matches that we give them.
And that gets to a point about criticism in general. There's only a couple ways to handle it. It's either be inspired by it and try to do better, or to get mad and be like, well, that guy doesn't know shit. Have you struggled with that, especially being younger as you were coming up, that sometimes somebody would say something that really would get under your skin?
I struggle with it my whole damn life. I still struggle with it. I mean, that's 100% real. I struggled with it my whole life. Growing up, I was always, you know, the skinny kid, you know, 115 pounds. You know, I didn't play any sports except for, you know, wrestling. I wrestled in high school, you know, became a champion and everything there at that level on the collegiate level. And then everybody on my high school wrestling team would always say, you want to be a professional wrestler? You're an idiot. You can't make it. You're not big enough. You know, you don't look the part. You don't act the part, you know. And I made the decision at 15 to say, you know what, screw you guys. I'm going to go get my dream, you know, and it was like the Drake song, started at the bottom, now we're here, you know. So I look at it from that perspective.
I know there was some praise he's shown you from a pretty prominent tag team wrestler here in Georgia after your match with the Southern Cross Empire, Kincaid and Marks, a couple shows ago at DSVW. Did you guys feel that match was anything special as it was going on?
You know, I did. You know, as both teams came to the ring, the crowd cheered us both, which for the Empire, the Southern Cross Empire, and the movement, that's not usual, you know.
Not usual.
And I think the fans knew there was something special about that match before we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I think they've seen the Southern Cross Empire. And they've seen the movement, and it was just a matter of time before there was, you know, a collision between two of, in my opinion, you know, two of the better tag teams in the area.
I think people considered it a dream match, you know,
yeah.
Because as I was leaving the show that night, I had people who came up to us even after. We pulled what we pulled
the
good old boys. It was still some people who came up and said, hey, you know, we wanted to see that match, blah, 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 blah. And I tell them, yeah, get away from me, whatever, you know, because I don't want to talk to anybody after the show.
And that is something that DSCW has done a little differently here lately, is you do see a lot of new faces coming in there. Do you worry, being, you know, sort of the originals, that too many new faces might upset the balance of what you have going on?
Nope. No, I don't. New faces, all that means to me is more competition. The more competition I have, the better I'm going to get in that ring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, what is the long-term goal for y'all? I mean, you've been kind of marching down your path and you've been successful. Where are you looking to go?
For me personally, I don't think it's about the destination. I think it's about the journey. You know, I mean, I look at it from this perspective. You know, no matter where we end up at the end of the day, wherever you end up, technically, that's the end. It's the journey and the trials and tribulations that you go through in your life that not only benefits you or may discourage you, but it helps build who you are as a person, builds who you are as a character, and it builds, more importantly than anything, it builds your confidence up, because when you look around, you see all these different other promotions and different other wrestlers, and they're coming up and they're, you know, putting on good shows and stuff. We got to look at it from the perspective of, okay, we got to get better. And the more we get better, the more we attain those goals. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I think it's about the journey more than it is about the destination.
Right.
I would agree. Talon and I have sat down and we've talked about this, and we've said, you know, where do we want to end up in, you know, 5 or 10 years? And I'd be lying if we didn't say, hey, you know, we'd like to be in the WWE in 10 years, 5 years. You know, if you're not in this sport, in this business to make it somewhere, you know, big like that. I mean, WWE is the end-all, be-all of professional wrestling at this point. But I agree with Talon. It's not so much the destination as it is the journey. You know, cause you can't start out one day and you're, you know, on TV making thousands of dollars every show. It's about the journey to get there.
Right.
I think that's where the memories are made.
Right.
And as you talked about, you know, the art of pro wrestling is something that you saw as lacking, you know, as you were kind of coming along. That's something you want to bring back. But talking to y'all, you're not some of the jaded guys that we get to talk to from time to time who are just kind of, I don't want to say going through the motions, but just, you know, aren't, there's no joy in it for them. You know, the joy is gone. They might still be fighting the good fight, but the joy is just out of it. But y'all seem to, you still love wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I would be in the business today if I didn't love it. Why would you want to do something? Why would you want to do something you hate? That doesn't make sense. You know, I mean, if you really truly love something, you need to go after it. You know, like for me, if somebody's in this business and they don't truly have a passion for it and want to get better and want to learn and want to do more things for the business, then in a sense, you're kind of wasting your time, because if you're not going to put forth your due diligence to get better and to be better, why? Why even do it?
I mean, that, I can't add anything to that. That's pretty much spot on right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, as I said, we've had a very polite, nice conversation, talked about a lot of things, but let it not be put out there that you're stone cold killers, and come this Saturday, none of that's going to show up in the DSCW arena.
Oh, no. I've kind of steered away from that. I wanted to save that till the end. After what we did a few weeks back to Cousin Shaggy, I don't see him making it to the DSCW arena at all. The last I heard, his knee was still in a brace, and he couldn't walk too well. And let it be known that that's what happens when you mess with the movement. You know, you stick your nose in our business one too many times, and you get hurt. And this Saturday at DSCW, when Cousin Shaggy doesn't show up, Cletus will find out what it's like to go 2-on-1 with the best tag team going today.
I can't add anything to that, but amen.
Can you give us an inappropriate joke, Talon?
I'm sorry?
An inappropriate joke.
Oh, I was supposed to say an inappropriate joke. Is that what you said?
That's what I was leading up to. That was the big bill.
I don't do this to entertain
off.
You. Are you kidding?
I just figured it would be followed with a Holocaust joke. I don't know.
Nah, man, nah. Nah, dude, I can't do any more. I can't do any more Holocaust jokes. I can't pay the gas bill now. And that's no offense to any of our Jewish viewers listening or listeners listening to this. But I have nothing.
All
people. My God is a Jew, so I ain't got to worry about nothing.
There
well,
it is.
I got
everything I want.
Talon, I know you've heard this joke, but I'm sure there's some people that haven't. You know how to kill a 100 flies at once, right?
I don't.
No, you slap an Ethiopian in the face.
That brings it all around. We've covered all our bases.
That's
right. All right, guys. Well, looking a little ahead, where will you be after following this Saturday at the SCW?
This Saturday, we've got SCW Friday. We've got DSCW Saturday. The following week, we have Elite Wrestling Alliance in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And from there on, you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMovement, facebook.com/ChipHazard.
Facebook.com/TalonWilliams.
Yeah. schedules are always posted, up to date. Whether you like us or not, I guarantee if you come out and you watch the movement in a match, you will be entertained.
We are the ones who hope.
We appreciate you calling in, and good luck in all your matches this weekend. And Jeter, are you still there? Is Jeter still here? Jeter, did you have anything for the movement? Did you want to ask him anything before we go?
No, I'm pretty familiar with those guys. Had a very decent match with those guys at PCW. I'm a fan of the work.
Yeah, I think when we first broke in at PCW, you were the very first match we had.
Yes, yes.
And you almost broke my leg. Thank you.
I mean, well, once we get in that ring, we all business. We know what we're there for.
Hey, hey, there you go.
All right. Well, thanks to the Movement, as well as Larry Goodman and Jeter and the Jagged Edge for helping us fill in some dead space tonight. I guess we'll be hearing from the Jagged Edge again next Monday. And I'm not sure who else we're talking to yet. But, again, I want to remind everyone to go to clatl.com/bestofATL starting at midnight tonight and vote for Georgia Wrestling Now as best radio show. Vote for WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Vote for your favorite wrestlers or wrestling promotions in the appropriate categories. I guess, Jeter, I saw on Twitter your tag team partner at Heatwave wanted us to remind people that he is pulling double duty on Sunday.
Yes, he is.
Defending the U.S. title and the tag title.
Yes, he is.
Against...
putting them
and,
both his cards on the line.
So, good luck to Brian Blaze at PWR on Sunday. Matt, are there any other shows? There's APW Freedom Fight on Friday.
I think UIW is this Saturday. I think Peach State is also this Saturday.
As is PCW.
PCW is rocking and rolling towards Sacred Ground. We got a lot of options.
Rampage's Sizzling Summer Bash is also on Sunday, I guess, at the same time as Heatwave. So, yet another busy wrestling weekend here in Georgia. So, if you don't go see wrestling, and you like wrestling, you better have some good excuses this weekend.
It would be harder not to see a show this weekend than it would be to see one.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty much everywhere. And we're probably, you know, we're still not mentioning everything. So go to gwh.com and you can find all of these and more. And I guess that's it. So we'll be back next Monday at 7 with, I suppose, the Jagged Edge. And TNA and WWE are going to be in town that following week. So maybe we can get a big star on here again.
See what happens.
All right, well, tune in next Monday and find out.
Listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.